Paddy, Derry in Mayo already getting ready for this evening's game. What's the mood you feel in the camp?
To be honest, Tom, there's been very little chat in the county about the game. Obviously, they're coming off the back of a good victory against Waterford, but albeit that's one that Derry would have been expecting to win. I think it suits Derry to go away from home. I know Chris McCaig said that after the Waterford, there's no pressure, there's no expectation. And, you know, as I was talking to you off air, I think, you know, Derry are going to give Mayo a real good game. I know they have a few injury worries themselves. You know, I have that feeling that it's going to be tight.
Yeah, because Derry have the advantage of having got back up on the bike after a disappointing defeat to Tyrone, albeit against lowly Waterford. Mayo are in that situation that they probably...
It's always good to get a win under your belt, no matter who it is. Just from my own experience, having played obviously in the qualifiers, you know, on many occasions, Derry do momentum well. Whenever they get a bit of a run going and they win a game or two, you know, they're dangerous opponents. So I think that one will actually help them. Now, obviously, you probably would have liked maybe a division, maybe two or three side, rather than maybe go straight on to play a Mayo team that's probably, you know, maybe the top three or four teams in the country. But as I say, I just have this feeling that Derry are going to give them a real good game. They're a strong team. They end all the injury worries, have cleaned up. So. I'm expecting a big performance from
him. Tell me, and what do you make of the team? Just the team that's named anyway, just the two changes, Inda Lynn, no great surprise, back in for Michael McAvoy, and Emmett McGookin, maybe some surprise, maybe not surprised that he's not making the team, but or that he's back in the team, but maybe surprised that he's in for James Keelt.
Well, as you know yourself, Tom, you don't know what team actually takes the starting field until, you know, maybe 5 minutes before kickoff. I'd be very surprised if James Keelt doesn't start. James has developed into a very pivotal player for Derry, particularly because of his free kicks and his score from distance and the way his blanket defence is set up. So I wouldn't read too much into things. Obviously, Andy Lynn's captain of the team. He was carrying a hamstring injury in the last game, so obviously he was going to start. It's a strong enough team. It's probably a strong enough team that Derry have been putting out all year.
Yeah, and I know confidence was low in Derry, obviously having been relegated from Division 3, and then they took that big defeat to Tyrone, really weren't at the races against Tyrone, but we've seen where they've gone to now and probably gone on to a new level this year. In normal circumstances, if there was a degree of confidence in the squad, you'd think that team that's been named is certainly a good enough team.
Well, it's a better team than to be beat by, you know, was it 11 points against Tyrone? I think there was a bit of a mental block playing Tyrone. Obviously, Tyrone had beat them, I think, 7 times in the last 2 years. They were at home, they were expecting a big performance. Maybe the pressure of having to perform maybe weighed heavily on their shoulders, and they didn't perform obviously on the day. I think if you look at that starting 15, it's a fairly decent side. All very, very capable footballers. They're better than they showed, and that's why I think away from home will suit them, and I expect a big performance from them today.
And I know they are the underdogs, Mayo, the hot favourite. Would you be surprised if they put off a shock?
No, I wouldn't be surprised. Look, obviously the bookies very rarely get it wrong. Mayo are favourites, and justly so, given the fact that they're always in the latter stages of All-Ireland the last number of years. But I just feel that Derry are going to give them a game. People are talking about 10, 11 points. You know, the difference, I think, you know, while they still expect Mayo to win, I think Derry are going to go down there and restore pride, and there'll only be a kick of the ball between the two teams.